Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹平安。
This morning is our final combined service of the year.
今天是今年我们教会最后一次的合堂聚会。
And for the past 2 years, we have had the same church theme.
过去两年我们都有同一个追求的主题，
which is to make disciples.
就是做主门徒。
And we have spent those 2 years learning how to be a disciple.
我们花了大约两年时间去学如何做主的门徒。
And how to make disciples.
如何叫人做主的门徒。
This morning, I want to introduce to you the theme for next year.
今天我将和大家介绍明年的追求主题。
The theme that the leaders have picked is Made Holy, Useful to the Master.
明年的主题，教会所选的是成为圣洁，合乎主用。
And this theme is from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 21.
所赐的经文是提摩太后书第二章。
And that's the passage we're going to look at this morning.
这是我们今天所要看的经文。
Fortunately, we don't have to completely exhaust the passage.
所幸的是我们用不着完全的看这一段所有的经文。
Since we have all next year to figure out what this means for us.
因为经文会自己向我们表明它的意思。
I confess I expected to get through more than I probably will.
我必须承认，我今天所要讲到的可能没有能够全部讲完我所要讲的。
So probably we'll just get to 2 verses this morning.
可能我今天只能讲完其中的两段经节。
So let's read the passage together.
所以我们一起念这一段，提摩太后书二章二十到二十六节。
We'll just read the first 2 verses, 2 Timothy chapter 2, 20 and 21.
我们先念二十到二十一节。
In a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay. Some are for noble purposes, and some for ignoble.
用中文，在大户人家，不但有金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。
If a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必作贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
Before we look at the meaning of this, let us look to the Lord in prayer.
在我们看这两句经文的意思的时候，我们先来做一个祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning.
我们在天上的父，我们为今天早上献上感谢。
We thank you that you call us to worship you.
我们感谢你，因为你召聚我们来敬拜你。
We thank you that you are a God that sent your Son Jesus Christ to the world.
我们感谢你，因为你把将你的爱子差遣到这世上。
To live a perfect life,
活出了完全的生命,
and to die on the cross for our sins,
为了我们的罪死在十字架上,
that we may be your sons and daughters,
使我们成为你的儿女。
We pray that as we look at the word this morning, that you would speak to us.
我们求当我们读你的话语的时候，你会向我们说话。
Holy Spirit, you would work within us to sanctify us and to make us holy.
你的圣灵在我们里面做工，使我们成为圣洁。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Paul is writing this letter to his son in the faith, Timothy.
保罗写这封书信是写给他属灵的儿子提摩太。
Paul has left Timothy in charge of a church.
保罗把一个教会交给了提摩太管理。
And Timothy is called by Paul a young man.
保罗把提摩太说称为一个少年。
Although he probably was maybe 40 or below.
虽然实际上他可能已经快接近40岁了。
So I mean, sadly enough, I can no longer be considered a young man.
所以不幸的是我已经不能被称为少年了。
But he is instructing Timothy in the faith.
但是他是在提摩太对提摩太在信仰上提出教训。
Teaching him how to be a leader of the church.
教导他如何成为教会的领袖。
How to be a servant of the Lord.
如何成为神的仆人。
And Paul gives this illustration of items in a house.
保罗就用家里的一些器具来做一个例证。
I personally love it when Paul uses illustrations that we can easily understand.
我喜欢保罗的地方就是他通常会用一些我们可以了解到的东西作为例子。
Of course, God's word uses a lot of illustrations that the original listeners would find very easy to understand.
当然，神也会用很多最初的读者能够明白的例子来举例。
But when Jesus tells parables about planting and sowing, not many of us here in New York City understand what he's talking about.
当耶稣用种和收来举例子的时候，当然我们很多住在纽约市的居民不一定能够明白。
But here he gives the very understandable illustration of items in a house.
但是在这里，保罗用了大家都很容易明白的家里的器皿来举例子。
All of us have some place we live.
我们都会住在某一个地方。
And all of us have stuff.
我们家里都会有不少东西。
Lots of stuff.
很多东西。
And some are expensive.
有的很贵重。
And some are cheap.
有的很便宜。
Some we use for special occasions.
有的我们是在重要的场合、特别的场合才会用。
Some we use every day.
有些是我们每天都要用的。
Some are very fragile.
有些很脆弱。
And some are very durable.
有些很坚固持久。
And this is the illustration that Paul is telling to Timothy.
这是保罗给提摩太所用的例子。
So he says, in a large house, there are articles not only of gold and silver, but also wood and clay.
所以在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器。
And these have different purposes.
他们各有不同的作用。
Some are for noble purposes and some for ignoble purposes.
有些作为贵重的，有些作为卑贱的。
I know in my house there are items that I rarely ever see.
我知道在我的家里有些东西我通常很少会看见。
In fact, there are some items that my wife got before we got married that I only saw when we got married, when we moved to New York, and we had to pack everything up.
有些只是在我和我太太、我姊妹刚刚结婚的时候，我们一起搬家搬到纽约时候才见过一次的东西。
Someone gave my wife a very beautiful teapot and cup set.
有人送给我。姊妹一套很漂亮的茶具茶壶茶杯
I've only seen it once
我只看到过一次
and that was in the box
这是他们还在盒子里的时候
I've never used it
我从来没有用过他们
I don't think it's ever been drank from
我不认为我们用它喝过茶
but I assume that when we get a visitor that's special enoughThis teapot will appear.
但是我肯定，如果我们有很特别的客人来访，我们肯定会用到这套茶具。
All of us have these items that maybe are gifts or very expensive, and we almost never use them.
我们所有人家里都有这些很贵重的东西 几乎我们从来不会用，只会在特别时候用。
Especially those of us who have children.
特别是那些我们有小孩的人家。
I'm not going to let my young children have these very expensive teacups if they want something to drink.
我不会让我的小孩去用这些贵重的茶具，如果只是他们想喝水的话。
And some items in our household only get used in special occasions.
有些东西我们只会在特殊的场合才会用到。
It would look very odd if you had a Christmas tree up in, say, July.
如果你在七月份把家里的圣诞树拿出来用，那会是件看上去很奇怪的事情。
Or if you had Chinese New Year decorations up in September.
或者你在九月份在家里做中国新年的装饰。
Now maybe you're just too lazy and just kept them up all year.
也许你就是懒惰，就是把他们就是整年都放在那里不去动它。
But those items are for special use.
但是那些东西是在特殊场合才用得到的。
Dedicated use.
是专务专用的。
A Christmas tree is for Christmas.
圣诞树是圣诞节才用得到的。
Chinese New Year decorations are for Chinese New Year.
新年装饰是在春节才用得到的。
Expensive plates and bowls are for guests.
贵重的器皿茶具是在特别的客人来的时候才能用。
And there are some items in our house that we use every day.
有些东西在我们的家里是天天用得到的。
When my children want something to eat or drink, they don't eat off fine china, they eat off plastic.
当我们的孩子需要吃喝东西的时候，他们不会用到我们精致的瓷器，他们是用纸杯或者塑料的器具。
And they can drop it on the floor no matter how many times they want, and it's okay.
他们可以不管多少次都扔在地上都没关系。
Actually, since I personally refinished the hardwood floor, I'm more afraid of the floor than their bowls and dishes.
其实我最近我刚刚重新整修了我的地板，所以我更担心我的地板会被弄坏。
There's the dishes that we use every single day.
所以这有这些东西，有这些器皿是很多器皿是我们天天用到的。
Paul uses the word ignoble.
保罗在这里用到的是卑贱的词。
And this can include just common everyday use.
这里指的是每天都用得到的。
So some items in your house are for noble, that means special purposes, and some are for ignoble, that means common everyday use.
在这里贵重就是说是为了特殊的场合，而这里的卑贱的就是说是日常的每天的用处。
And there are some things in our house that are truly used for ignoble purposes.
我们家里确实有一些东西是为卑贱的用处所使用。
We spend money on things that we purposely throw away.
我们会花钱在一些东西上，我们知道我们会最终把它丢弃的。
At least I hope you throw them away.
至少我希望你会把它们扔掉。
Like toilet paper.
像厕纸
or garbage bags
垃圾袋。
Now before I got to New York, I never spent money on garbage bags.
在我来纽约之前，我从不在垃圾袋上花钱。
Because of course you have so many plastic bags from shopping or everywhere else, you just wrap the garbage in that and throw it away.
因为你会在商家里面在买东西拿到这么多塑料袋，你就把垃圾装在里面扔掉。
I got to New York and my neighborhood started a composting program. Food scraps, throwing away food scraps.
Okay, 在我到纽约时候，我的邻居开始发起一项就是食物废旧食物收集的活动。
And the city said you have to buy these special bags to throw away all your food in.
纽约市说你必须要把这些废弃的食物放在一个特殊的袋子里面。
And they weren't cheap bags.
那些都是很便宜的袋子。
So I'm spending lots of money to put my garbage in to throw away.
所以我要花很多钱在这些袋子上，就是为了扔掉不要吃的东西。
So there are things in your house that are expensive and special, and there are things you use every day, and some of them you just throw away.
所以在你的家里有很多贵重的东西，也有很多东西你是天天用的，然后就把它们扔掉。
That's exactly what Paul is saying.
这正是保罗在这里面所说的事情。
Of course, they didn't have plastic, but the cheap things were wood and clay.
当然，他们那个时候没有塑料，所以便宜的东西就是木器和瓦器。
And those things could be disposable.
那些东西都是可丢弃的。
What is Paul trying to say with this illustration?
保罗用这个例子想向我们说什么呢？
Well, like he gives the illustration of a body elsewhere in his letters, he could be saying, well, the body of God, the kingdom of God has lots of different people in it.
就像他在别处用身体比喻神的教会就是说各个肢体在神的教会里各有各的功用。
And every different person has a different role in the kingdom.
每个人在神的国度里都要扮演不同的角色。
Or it could be saying like Jesus' parable of the wheat and the weeds.
他也可以像耶稣用麦子和稗子的比喻。
In the kingdom, in the church, there are wheats and there are weeds.
在神的国度里有不同的种植物，麦子和稗子。
There are the true believers and there are those that do not believe.
有些是真正的信从主的信徒，有些却不是。
Now both those statements are correct.
上面两个说法都有正确的地方。
They're true.
他们都是正确的。
But it's not the main point that Paul is trying to give with his illustration.
但这并不是保罗在这个例子里面所要说的意思。
And I encourage you, as you read the Bible, we can't just pick verses out, we need to read the context.
我们在读圣经的时候需要避免断章取义。
Because without the context, we can come out with lots of, with our own interpretations and meanings of what the Bible says.
如果不看上下文，我们会得出跟圣经本来所要意思完全不一样的结论。
So verse 21 is Paul's interpretation of his illustration.
所以第二十一节是保罗对他的例子所做的解释。
This is what the items in the house are supposed to mean to Timothy.
这是大户人家各这样器皿应该对提摩太所应该有的那个功用的意思。
So he says, if a man cleanses himself from the latter, he will be an instrument for noble purposes, made holy, useful to the master, and prepared to do any good work.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱，就必作贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
Now he starts with the phrase, if a man.
我们先看人若这两个字。
Of course, he's using the generic form of man, including man and woman.
当然，这里人当然指所有的人，男人和女人。
And so he is applying this not only to Timothy, but to everyone.
所以他用这个人所指的，所以他不是针对提摩太一个人说的，而是对所有的人说的。
So as we are reading this interpretation for Paul to Timothy, we are also included in what Paul is saying.
所以我们在读保罗对提摩太的这段书信里面，我们也是这段书信的受众。
So what is Paul's point to his illustration?
所以保罗在这里所要向我们展现的是什么呢？
His point is, Timothy, be an instrument for noble purposes.
他是要对提摩太说要做贵重的器皿。
Church, Christian, be an instrument for noble purposes.
基督徒教会都要做一个贵重的器皿。
That's the application that we're supposed to draw from Paul's illustration.
这是我们必须从保罗这个例子上所得到的应用。
And it's a wonderful and very apt application for us.
这是一个很美妙的很美好的应用。
Because in our culture today, we don't put a very high premium on our character.
因为在今天的文化当中，我们对每个人 各自的品格并不是很重视。
We mostly care about what people do.
我们通常会关注我们会做些什么。
Just think of this time of year.
就想一下每年的这个时候。
Next week, 2018 will end and 2019 will begin.
下个星期2018即将结束，新的一年要开始。
And many people take that opportunity of a new year to make New Year's resolutions.
很多人会在新年做新年新的愿望。
What am I going to do differently in the new year?
这个新的一年我会做一些什么不同的事情。
And if you've ever made one of these resolutions, you know they don't last very long.
如果听到过这些新年新愿望的话，你会知道他们持久的并不长。
Because as a culture, we mostly just care about what we do.
作为一个文化，我们文化很关注我们会做些什么。
We don't really care about the character of the cashier at the store.
我们并不关心那个收银台前的收银员他的品格是怎么样。
It doesn't, as a customer, it doesn't really matter too much to us whether they believe in God or not.
作为一个顾客，我们并不关心他是不是信主。
Whether they are a good worker or not.
他是不是一个好的员工对顾客并不重要。
Whether they take too many breaks or not.
他们是不是中间休息太多对我们并不重要。
Whether they lie or steal in the job or not.
他们是不是在工作上说谎或者偷窃并不重要。
All we care is whether they are competent to do their job as a cashier.
我们所关心的只是他们在做收银员这个工作上是否称职。
Can they put our stuff into a bag?
他们会不会把我们所有的东西放在一个塑料袋里。
Can they charge us the right amount of money?
他们收的钱对不对。
Can they make sure that we're not stuck online?
他们会不会很快的工作，所以我们用不着排长队。
That's all we care about.
这就是我们关心的事情。
The same is true for pretty much everyone else in the world.
这也是其他人大多数所关心的问题。
From our car mechanic.
对我们的修车技工。
To our landlord.
对我们的房东。
Even to our politicians.
甚至对我们的政客政治家。
We care that they're doing a good job.
我们只关心他们是不是在做一个好的工作。
We don't care about what's inside.
我们并不关心他们的内在如何。
We don't care who they are as a person.
我们并不关心他们是怎么样的人。
What their character is like.
他们的品格如何。
And so in the midst of this, all Paul says to us and to Timothy, be an instrument for noble purposes.
所以在这段经文当中，保罗对提摩太也是对我们众人所说的，就是说要做一个贵重的器皿。
Don't just do noble stuff.
不要光做那些看上去高贵的事情。
Be that instrument.
要成为那个贵重的器皿。
How are we to be an instrument for noble purposes?
我们如何做贵重的器皿？
Paul tells us first that we must cleanse ourselves.
保罗告诉我们，我们第一件事情必须要自洁。
The greatest hindrance for a household instrument is to be dirty.
一个家中的器皿最大的不好的阻碍就是污秽。
I never really realized this growing up.
有一件事情我在成长的过程当中从来没有注意到。
Because every time after every single meal, my parents would make me wash the dishes.
因为在每顿饭吃完以后，我的父母都会叫我去洗碗碟。
So the sink was always empty.
所以这个厨房的水斗总是空的。
You want to use a pot? Well, the pot was in the drawer and it was clean.
如果你要用个水壶，水壶就在旁边，而且都是干净的。
You want to cut something? You went to the drawer, you get the knife, it's clean.
你要切东西那个刀就在那个抽屉里面，而且是干净的。
Well, that was all different when I moved away and went to school.
这一切在我搬家进了大学以后一切都改变了。
I got a house with some of my friends off campus.
我和我的一些朋友在校区外的一个房子里面一起住了下来。
And it seemed like no one else had ever washed dishes before.
在我那时候看来，好像他们都从来没有在家里洗过碗。
And most of the cooking ware was mine.
我是基本上是包了所有的那个烧饭的工作。
They left things in the sink so long they started to disintegrate.
他们把东西留在水斗里时间太长了都开始变质了。
I had a favorite utility knife and it had a wooden handle.
我有一个很喜欢的一个工具刀还有一个木柄。
And they left it in sitting in water so long that the wood rotted away.
他们把这个东西扔在水里太长时间它这个木柄都开始那个腐蚀了。
But every time I wanted to cook something, I had to clean everything first.
每次我当要做饭烧菜的时候我必须把厨房的这些东西清理干净。
So I couldn't just say, well, I'm going to cook now, let's start cooking.
我从来没有有一天可以说我要做烧饭做菜我就可以马上开始干。
Well, first I've got to wash the pan.
我必须把锅子洗干净。
And then I've got to wash the knife.
我还得把刀洗干净。
And everything else in the sink.
还有所有在水斗里的东西。
And then I can start cooking.
然后我才可以烧饭做菜。
Paul says, be an instrument for noble purposes.
保罗在这里说做贵重的器皿。
How are you going to be an instrument for noble purposes?
你怎样才能做一个贵重的器皿呢?
You got to be clean.
你必须自洁，洁净。
We need to be clean instruments to be used for noble purposes.
你必须自洁才能做一个贵重的器皿。
What are we to clean ourselves from?
我们怎样才能把自己变成洁净呢?
Verse 21 says, just clean yourself from the latter.
英文的21节说，人若自洁，脱离后者。英文的 latter 就是后者，这里的后者。
What is he talking about?
他在这里说什么呢？
Well, he's talking immediately about what distinguishes between expensive, noble instruments and unclean, everyday items.
他是在说那个贵重和卑贱器皿之间的区别。
Anything that dirties an item.
任何让一个器皿变得污秽的东西。
But earlier before that, in verse 14 to 19, he's speaking about the church that Timothy's at.
但是在前面一段14到19节，保罗是在讲提摩太所在教会的这个情况。
Apparently, there were people teaching false things in the church.
很明显的，有些人在提摩太的那个教会在讲一些不是真理的教训。
And some of the things they're doing are quarreling and gossiping.
有些他们是争辩或者是虚谈。
And so part of what Paul tells Timothy to do is clean yourself from all that.
所以保罗告诉提摩太你必须要从这些东西当中自洁。
Don't get involved in the quarreling.
不要在跟纠缠于争辩当中。
Don't get involved in the useless words.
不要在虚谈当中浪费时间。
Don't get involved with that false teaching.
离开那错误的教导。
And if you get rid of all that, then you will be an instrument for noble purposes.
如果你能远离这些不对的东西，你就能够成为一个贵重的器皿。
What are some of the things that is keeping you from being a noble instrument?
有哪些东西是正在阻挡你成为一个贵重的器皿呢？
Could it be sin?
也许是罪吗？
Could it be distractions?
可能是一些搅扰。
Could it be false teaching?
也可能是偏离正道的教导。
Could it be quarreling like Timothy's church?
也可能是像提摩太教会里的那些争辩。
There are many things that make us unclean instruments.
有很多东西会让我们变成不洁净的器皿。
And so what Paul wants Timothy to do and what Paul wants us to do is cleanse ourselves from those things.
所以保罗对提摩太也是对我们说 要让我们 从这些不洁净的当中自洁。
And next year we're going to look at more of those things and how to cleanse ourselves.
下一件事情就是我们如何才能做更多的事情来自洁。
But Paul says, if you cleanse yourself, then you will be made holy.
如果你自洁的话，就能成为圣洁。保罗说。
Now there are two senses to that word holy.
圣洁这两个字，我们可以从两方面来理解。
The first is holy as in pure.
第一个。意思就是纯洁的意思，洁净的意思。
If you are an instrument for noble purposes, you are holy.
如果你是贵重的器皿，你是纯洁的、洁净的。
You are pure.
你是纯净的。
You are undefiled.
你没有被沾被玷污。
How do you get made holy?
你如何才能成为圣洁？
Well, Hebrews 10:10 tells us that God makes us holy.
希伯来书十章第十节告诉我们，是神让我们成为圣洁。
Hebrews 10:10 says, "And by that will we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once for all."
希伯来书十章十节说，我们凭着旨意，靠耶稣基督只一次就献上他的身体，就得以成圣。
God is the one who has made us holy by the blood of Jesus on the cross.
神是那位借着耶稣的宝血在十字架上流出的宝血，让我们成为得以成圣。
It is impossible to be holy without God working in you.
如果神没有在我们里面做工，我们是不可能成为圣洁。
It is impossible to be holy without the work of Jesus.
没有耶稣基督的工作，我们是不可能成为圣洁。
But there's also another way we're holy in 1 Peter 1, chapter 14 to 16.
我们再看一处另外一方面的经文，彼得前书一章十四到十六节。
14 and verse 16 says, As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance.
你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候。
But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do.
那招你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
For it is written, be holy because I am holy.
因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Paul can tell Timothy, be holy because God has made you holy.
保罗对提摩太说，成为圣洁，因为神是圣洁的。
But he can also tell Timothy, make yourself holy.
Yeah, 他也可以对提摩太说，你可以自己努力成为圣洁。
These are not contradictory thoughts.
这两个方面并不矛盾。
God's work in making us holy and us working to make ourselves holy work together.
神让我们成为圣洁的工作和我们自己努力成为圣洁的工作 是一起工作的。
So we can never say, I'm going to make myself holy all by myself.
我们绝不可以说我们可以通过自己的努力完全使我们得以圣洁。
And we can never say, God, you made me holy so I can live however I want.
我们也绝不能说神你让我成为圣洁，我可以做我所要做的事情。
Paul says this in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12.
在腓立比书二章十二十三节。
Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊。
For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good pleasure.
做成你们得救的功夫，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
These two things work together, God making us holy and we making ourselves holy.
这两件事情是一起工作的，神让我们成为圣洁，我们也努力让自己成为圣洁。
So how are we to be instruments of noble purposes?
所以我们怎样才能做成为圣洁的器皿？
How are we to cleanse ourselves?
我们怎样才能自洁？
Make yourself holy.
使你自己成为圣洁。
Make sure that you are under the blood of Jesus.
让你自己在耶稣基督的宝血底下。
And that you are working to make yourself holy.
你自己在努力成为让自己成为圣洁。
But holy also has another sense.
圣洁也有另外一个意思。
And that is the sense of set apart.
那就是分开的意思。
In the Old Testament, when they had the items for use in the temple, they had to go through an elaborate purification ritual.
在旧约的圣殿时代，当所有器皿需要在圣殿使用的时候，他们必须通过一整套复杂的洁净的过程。
And the priests that were serving had to wear special garments.
那些侍奉的祭司必须穿很特别的衣服。
Now those items in the temple and the priest's garments were only to be used in the temple.
那些在圣殿使用的器皿和服装只能是在圣殿使用和穿着。
When they left the temple, they had to leave the instruments behind.
当祭司离开圣殿的时候，他们必须把这些东西跟衣物留在圣殿里。
They had to leave all their clothes behind.
他们必须把这些所有的衣物留在圣殿里面。
Make yourself holy.
把你自己圣洁分别开来。
That is, make yourself so that you have only one use.
使你自己只有一个功用。
God's use.
为神所用。
Paul says in Romans, "Do not offer the members of your body to sin."
保罗说，不要把你的身体当作罪的工具，罪的器具。
Don't work yourself in cross purposes.
不要把你自己一体两用。
Don't be an instrument.Use a little bit for sin here, and then use for God over here.
不要一方面为爱主所用，一方面又为爱世界所用。
When Paul says, "Make yourself holy," he says, "Dedicate yourself to that purpose."
当保罗说成为成为贵重器皿的说，是说让你完全的奉献给这个神的功用。
Those instruments for noble purposes are only used for noble purposes.
那些贵重的器皿只是为贵重的功用。所用
not for common use.
不是说不是为卑贱的功用所用。
So be holy.
所以要成为圣洁。
Be pure.
成为洁净的。
Be set apart.
成为分别开来的。
And he says you'll be useful to the master.
合乎主用。
That's the whole purpose.Of the things in the house.
这就是在家中所用器皿的所有的功用。
If there are things in our house that are useless, they don't stay around.
如果这些东西在我们家里没有用的话，我们不会把它留在家里。
They're useless.
他们是没用的。
So we throw them out.
所以我们就把它丢弃了。
Paul says, be useful.The master.
保罗说要合乎主用。
This is the purpose of why you are here.
这是你为什么在这里的意义。
What is the purpose of my life?
我生命的意义是什么？
I'm supposed to be useful to the master.
我们必须要合乎主用。
I belong to him.
因为我属于他。
I'm his servant.
我是他的仆人。
I'm like an item in his house.
我是他家中的器皿。
If I'm in his house, I better have a purpose.
如果我是在家他的家中的话，我必须要有一个功用。
So he encourages Timothy and encourages us. Be that instrument, noble purpose.
所以保罗在这里劝勉提摩太，也是劝勉我们做贵重的器皿。
Fulfill the purpose of your being.
能够完成你做人的意义。
Be useful.
合乎主用。
And he says, prepare to do any good work.
然后要预备行各样的善事。
Some of us may be very willing to do God's work.
有人也许很愿意为神做工。
And some of us may be unwilling.
有人也许并不愿意。
I hope that if you are an unwilling item, that over the next year,God will convict you and give you that willingness to be used.
我想如果你是一位 是那个不愿意的器皿，那么我希望在新的一年里，神动工在你里面，让你成为一个愿意做贵重的器皿。
An item, no matter how useful it is, if it refuses to be used, is useless.
无论你有多么贵重，如果你不愿意为神所用，你还是没有合乎主用。
If I have a jar of food and it refuses to open, it's as good as garbage.
如果我有一整袋的食物，但是它不愿意被打开，它还是没用。
So again, be useful.
所以要合乎主用。
But be prepared.
但也是要预备。
It doesn't matter how much we say, I want to be used by you, Lord.
如果你有这样的心智说我要被主所用，
If you are not ready, you cannot be used.
但是你没有预备好，你还是不能被主所用。
You are still that instrument sitting in the kitchen sink.
你仍旧是那个在厨房水斗里面的那个器皿。
It still needs to be scrubbed out and cleaned.
你仍旧需要先被洁净，被清理干净。
Before you can be used.
在你被主用之前。
So that is why Paul says, be that instrument of noble purpose.
所以保罗说要做贵重的器皿。
That's your goal.
那就是你的标杆。
What do you want to look like inside? Paul says, this is it.
你要在内里成为怎么样的光景，保罗说这就是这样的光
景。 This is what you should strive for.
这是你所要努力的方向。
You're sitting in God's house. Don't think, well, I'm just going to be satisfied being the toilet paper.
所以你在神的家中，你不能只满足做一卷厕纸。
I want to be the expensive bone china.
我要成为那个很贵重的器皿，是用那种骨粉烧制的瓷器的那种。
I want to be that item made of gold and silver.
我要成为那种用金银所做的器皿。
I want for God to be able to use me mightily.
我要被神重重的使用。
Don't be an item in God's house that God uses it despite yourself.
不要做那个卑贱的器皿。
In the pages of God's Word, there are many illustrations of people that God used despite themselves.
也有在经文里面我们有很多这样的例子。
Pharaoh in Egypt.
埃及的法老。
Even Samson in the Judges.
士师记里面的参孙。
People that God used.
神确实用了他们。
But not for noble purposes.
并不是为了贵重的目的，高贵的目的。
Don't aim to be that.
不要只看到那个目标。
Aim to be like David.
你的标杆应该是像大卫那样。
Aim to be like Joseph.
像约瑟那样。
Aim to be like Daniel.
像但以理那样。
clean instruments ready to do God's work.
啊，把自己洁净，啊，预备做神要你做的各样的善事。
Let's just read through the rest of the passage before we end.
我们再念22-26节，啊，在结束之前。
Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels.
唯有那愚蠢无学问的辩论总要弃绝，因为知道这等事是起争竞的。
And the Lord's servant must not quarrel. Instead, he must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful.
然而主的仆人不可争竞，只要温温和和地待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐。
Those who oppose him, he must gently instruct and hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth.
用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人，或者神给他们悔改的心，可以明白真道。
And that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil who has taken them captive to do his will.
叫他们这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的可以醒悟，脱离他的网络。
We get a picture of what Paul wants Timothy to be.
我们看到保罗想要提摩太所成为的那个人。
And the noble purposes that Paul wants Timothy to be used for.
他希望提摩太能够成为一个能够被贵重的功用所使用。
To flee the evil desires.
这是逃避少年的私欲。
And it's not just talking about sexual desires.
这里并不是仅仅指的是那个性方面的不道德。
It's talking about all the sins that are tempting young people.
这里讲的是所有那些对少年人有引诱的那些私欲。
The desire to fight and quarrel.
那些希望争竞、希望打架的那些私欲。
To not be at peace with people.
那些不希望和平的私欲。
To be selfish and not to love.
自私没有爱的私欲。
To be impatient.
没有忍耐。
To be not gentle.
粗暴。
Flee all those, Timothy.
逃避所有这些的私欲。
Pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace.
要追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
And the end result, Paul says in verse 25 and 26,That you could lead those people that are going straight to repentance.
在25-26节说，你就能够用温柔劝诫那些人，给他们悔改的心，明白真道。
What other greater, nobler purpose could Paul have in mind for Timothy?
这是保罗对提摩太最大的一个期待和一个。对他所做的事最大的一个功用的期待。
That by his gentleness and by his character, he will lead those people that are under bondage to Satan and lead them to the knowledge of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他希望提摩太用那些温柔的他那个高贵的品格，把那些还在魔鬼网罗底下的人能够拯救出来，让他们可以明白真道。这是何等高贵的功用。
And Paul says, "You're not going to get there by doing more."
保罗说你会做到这一切。
You're going to get there by being.
你做到的这一切并不是说你自己做了什么更多的事情，而是你做了你成为什么样的人。
So as we enter the new year, this is our prayer.
当我们进入新年的时候这是我们的祷告。
That God would form in our innermost being a character of godliness.
让神在我们里面成就这样一个圣洁的敬虔的品格。
That we would be instruments for noble purposes.
所以我们就可以成为贵重的器皿。
Cleansed.
我们可以自洁。
Holy.
圣洁。
Useful to the master.
洁净为主所用，合乎主用。
And prepared to do any good work.
预备行各样的善事。
Let's Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱在天上的父，我们听到了你的话语。
We thank you that you have brought us through the past couple of years and taught us about discipleship.
在过去两年，你带领我们认识怎样做主的门徒。
We thank you that by Jesus you have made us holy.
我们感谢你，因为借着耶稣基督你让我们成为圣洁。
You have brought us out of the kingdom of darkness and put us into your kingdom.
你把我们带出黑暗，能够进入光明的国度。
Now as we are in your household, Lord, let us be instruments of noble purpose.
神，当我们在你的家中的时候，让我们都能成为贵重的器皿。
Lord, we are yours.
神啊，我们是属于你的。
You have purchased us by your blood.
你用你宝血的重价把我们赎买回来。
Help us to fulfill that purpose to which you have created us and redeemed us for.
让我们能够在你为了买赎我们所要成就的那个目的，让我们能够一直努力。
As we close this year and start a new year, form in us that character.
让我在新年即将开始的时候让你在我们里面做工，能够成就这样的品格。
That you may use us in a mighty way.
你能够大大的使用我们。
Not for our own glory.
不是为了我们自己的荣耀。
But for the glory of him who saved us.
而是为了那救主的荣耀。
And for the glory of him that we will see on that last day.
为了我们能够在那一日能够见他的荣耀。
And he will say to us, well done, good and faithful servant.
他们会对我们说你做得好，忠心良善的仆人。
Let that be true of us.
让这样的事情在我们身上成就。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.